connecting to our sexual being. Hi, my name is Trina Glines, and this is Elevate Your Marriage and Life podcast. This podcast is for those who want to create happiness daily, even among the chaos that marriage and family life will bring. Get ready to elevate your marriage and life today. Welcome, ladies. This is podcast number 13, Lucky 13. I hope you have enjoyed my previous 12 podcasts, and I hope you look forward to the next three. So today and the 2 weeks following, we are going to be talking about intimacy in marriage. More specifically today, I'm going to just kind of give you a little outlook, a little prep work for the interview that I'm going to share with you the following 2 weeks. So in order for us to really have a good discussion about intimacy and sex in marriage, we first, as women, need to connect to our sexual being. And when I first started mentoring women and my beta program, I did not anticipate having so many women struggle with sex, struggle with being connected to their sexual being, with enjoying intimacy, with having that attraction to their man, feeling like that was a part of their life that they wanted to nurture. I didn't realize that that was going to be as big of a struggle as it actually is. And that was very eye-opening for me. So as I went on my journey to become a mentor and coach to women, I had to research good resources to be able to help women recognize the importance of being connected to their sexual being. It is every one of us, every human on the planet is a sexual being. And that's not a negative thing. But unfortunately, the way the world is and it's perverted what sex is, it often comes with a negative sexual connotation when you say sexual being. It's not a bad word. It's not a bad thing to be. We are all sexual beings. Well, as I kind of went through to put this podcast together, there are so many avenues. There's so many directions that need to be talked about with intimacy in marriage. In my course for women, I take, you know, a full 2 hours to discuss sex and marriage with the ladies. Obviously, I'm not going to do that here. I'm going to break it up. We are going to discuss sex lots in my podcast because it is a really important part of marriage. And it's really unfortunate that we aren't set up for success in this department. We're not. We're not set up for success. Nobody talks about sex in a healthy way, in an open way that allows us to enter this marriage relationship with some really good foundation of what's to come. Many of us go into it very blindly. And not only that, but then just the changes in life, right? Just the, you know, kids come along and stresses come along. And how do you still continue to nurture that part of your marriage when you are exhausted? You are completely spent. You've given and adapted everything away, right? So there's so many avenues that we do need to discuss. But today I'm just going to concentrate on us choosing to connect to our sexual being. And I can't tell you how to do that for yourself. I can give you suggestions, and I may do another podcast with even more in-depth look at it. But right now, today, I just really want to help us all realize how important it is as women to connect to our sexual being, to be able to be a whole woman. So when I discovered that this was really a common problem with women who have grown up, especially with Christian beliefs or morals, that you believe in sex after marriage. And so depending on how that was taught to you, it can come across negative to the point that you don't know how to embrace sex because you've been told it's bad, it's wrong. So in efforts to teach what I believe, because I believe in abstinence before marriage, in efforts to teach that, we have done an injustice. We have not taught it correctly to where now we're having to fix a mess of women that have disconnected from their sexual being. So that's kind of what this podcast is going to be about today. So I had to go in search of good resources. Obviously, there's a lot of bad resources out there in the world on sex. And you have to be really careful what you search for and what you look for. So I want to share some of those resources with you. I found two sex therapists. They're both Christian women. One is Laura Brotherson. She's the author of And They Were Not Ashamed and Knowing Her Intimately. And then Dr. Jennifer Finlinson Fife, who is a sex therapist. And she, I know, well, both of them actually do like retreats and seminars on finding that healthy sexual being inside all of us and knowing how to nurture that. And so I reached out to both of these women, and I've had conversations with Laura several times, and I look forward to having more conversations with her. And Jennifer, I've interviewed once, and I will be releasing that to you as well in a podcast. But this coming next 2 weeks, you are going to hear an interview that I had with Laura Brotherson. It's rather long. That's the reason why I'm splitting it into 2 weeks. And it goes into a lot of depth of women who struggle to be connected to their sexual being, particularly what she calls the good girl syndrome. Here you've been taught, if that was your moral structure, that you will wait, that you will save yourself, right, for your spouse. And in so doing, and in the efforts of somebody teaching, we end up with what she calls the good girl syndrome, where we were trying to be good, we were trying to do the right thing, and now we enter into marriage and we struggle with being intimate. We struggle with being connected to our sexual being. And so I look forward to sharing that with you. It's really powerful. So the cool thing about her interview is whether you connect to the good girl syndrome or not, her interview is going to help you. If you already have great connection with your sexual being, her interview is going to enhance that. If you struggle with that, then her interview is going to help you start your journey to connect to your sexual being. But we need to recognize that society tends to be a little confused in this area. Society teaches us that good sex equals love, which is not truth. Okay? So many people keep searching for love by searching by the means of great sex. And this is creating a real loss of connection in society, and it is harming us. And the cool part is that I really love, if you've ever read Love Sense by Dr. Sue Johnson, I really recommend her book. She talks about the science backing up, and it has proved that love is created by two people choosing to create connection, and great sex comes from that connection. And science is now proving that having a long-term relationship with one person, that is where we will find our greatest connection, our greatest joy. I can also say our greatest frustrations when things aren't going well, right? But that's how important it is that we strive to find that person we want to spend our life with, and then choose to work on it daily to make it happen, because it's not going to work on itself. It's not going to happen on its own. And so I am a firm believer, for all of you out there that are listening, I am a firm believer in the marriage unit. I am a firm believer in monogamy. I believe this is where we will find our greatest happiness. It is also where we will have our greatest frustrations if we don't do our part. And part of our part, ladies, is for us to connect to our sexual being. The world has perverted what sex really is and causes us an immense amount of confusion. You know, you see the magazines, you see how, you know, the world portrays what we must look like if we're going to achieve being a sexual being. And it isn't right. It causes us a lot of confusion and causes us not to embrace our own selves, and can really hurt a woman's ability to love who she is. And if you have believed in abstinence before marriage, depending on how you were taught, this can be a struggle for you in connecting to intimacy, as I kind of just mentioned before. And I want you to know you're not alone. You are not alone. There are books written for this exact situation. You're obviously not alone. Interesting fact, therapists will typically use the temperature of your sex life to measure where your marriage is. That tells you how important having a strong foundation in a marriage is, and sexuality, intimacy is part of that. If your sex life is not going well, then he looks at that, or she looks at that, as, okay, their marriage is in a really bad place. If your sex life is doing fairly well, but you're still having struggles, they look at that as, okay, that part they're staying strong in. Now let's help them work on connection and communication and feeling heard, understood, and validated. And he's going to give you tools for that. But that's how important intimacy is. It's often a measurement of where your marriage is. Okay. And it is important. It is an important part of the bond between the two of you. But when one partner is struggling or disconnected from intimacy, it will cause problems in your marriage. Ladies, it is so important that we get educated. I'm going to ask you a question. Did anyone teach you about sex before marriage? Like, really sit you down and talk to you about how men work, how you work? Whenever I ask that question to the ladies in my course, I rarely get more out of 20 women in a class. I rarely get more than 3 women that said they had a decent conversation about sex before marriage. This is crazy. This is crazy. Intimacy is such an important part of marriage. It's such a big part of marriage that we're not setting ourselves up for success in this department. It's crazy to me, absolutely crazy. So you're not alone if you haven't been taught, but you don't have to be a victim to that lack of knowledge. You can choose now. You can change now. That's what I love about what I share and work with women, is you may not have known then, but it's never too late to learn now. Okay. And I often ask women, do you feel like you've been broken? Do you feel broken? Do you feel like, you know, where is my sex drive? Why am I not in the mood? Why, when I was dating, I couldn't get enough of him, and now it's like the last thing on my mind? What if I told you that you're not broken? That you just work differently than your man does? you choosing to learn about intimacy and how you work sexually will affect every aspect of your marriage. That's what a big deal it is. But if it only was that easy, right? Like, for me to sit here and tell you, okay, you need to go learn about sex, you need to figure out, you know, how to connect to your sexual being. There's probably some of you sitting there going, how do I even do that? I can't even talk about sex. No one ever talked to me about sex. It was nothing we ever talked about in our family growing up. And it was just this subject that was avoided at all costs. Well, number one, I hope to change that paradigm. And I think it is changing. More families are discussing it because we cannot put our heads in the sand any longer. Our children need to be taught, and they need to be taught correctly. And so, is it hard for you? Are you embarrassed to talk about sex? Is it difficult for you to read a book on sexual intimacy? Do you struggle with feeling like you're doing something wrong? Well, would you be willing to consider that you might have some false beliefs? Are you comfortable being a woman? Are you comfortable in your body? Do you love your body? Do you only look at its imperfections? Or do you love your imperfections? None of us are perfect. We are all perfectly imperfect. And the world is influencing us in a negative way. We need to change that. We don't have to be a victim to society. It is possible for an imperfect body to embrace herself. For a woman who has an imperfect body, which hello is all of us, to embrace herself as a sexual being and still love herself. It is so possible. But it will take work. It will take effort on your part. But would you be willing to consider that you may have some false beliefs? We were not taught everything that we need to know about marriage before we got married. Would you agree with that statement? And were you taught everything you need to know about sex? My guess is no. So because of the world's perversion, it has tainted men and women's view on intimacy. But here is one truth that I want to share with you. God made man and woman. God also created how man and woman would experience sexual connection. He did. He created it. He created that sexual act, that bonding, that connection for husband and wife to experience together, enjoy it, and increase their love for each other. It is not a negative thing. But the world has tainted that view for many of us. It is our job. It is our part as women to learn how to connect to our sexual being in a healthy way. There's obviously very unhealthy ways to connect to our sexual being. I'm talking about in a healthy way. God wants you to enjoy being sexual. He wants you to have this union with your husband. Ladies, we were not sent here to just service our husbands. Heavens, no. When I interviewed Dr. Jennifer Finlinson Fife, she shared a statement with me that just really... it got me really excited, and I really did appreciate it. Her outlook and the hope that she gives women. Because so often we assume that men are more connected to their sexual being, that men enjoy sex more than women. And she debunked that. She said that we have the capability as women to have a higher capacity for pleasure sexually. And I questioned her on that. I said, are you saying like actual sexual pleasure in the act with your spouse? Like we can have a higher capacity for pleasure with that? And she's like, yes, yes. Because, and we went on and talked about many reasons for that. But one of them was because of how we are so connected to our emotions. And so much of the sexual act is emotional. So much of it is in our mind. But she did say, it's not just our mind. Our bodies have the capability to have a higher capacity for pleasure. And I thought that was pretty darn cool. I loved that. I love that. I'm excited to share her interview with you as well. So the next 2 weeks, you are going to learn from Laura Brotherson, a sex therapist. If you have a good connection already to your sexual being, this is just going to help you enhance it. It's going to encourage you to talk positively about sex and to you might learn some new perceptions on sex. And if you struggle with connecting to your sexual being, her interview will help you see a different perspective and hopefully get you excited about your new journey of discovering your sexual being. I cannot express enough how important this is. As I have worked with women, the women who struggle the most are disconnected from their sexual being. And often their husbands are really struggling with thinking something's wrong with them, because why doesn't my wife want me? And why am I always needing her, but she doesn't need me? And it's just, it's unfortunate that we as women have really disconnected ourselves from our sexual being because of the way the world views sex and women, as well as if you do have those morals of wanting to save yourself for your husband, that you were taught in a way that it was a bad thing until you're married. It's a bad thing until you're married. But then how do you just switch how do you just flip the switch in your brain once you get married? That's really challenging for women. And then what about those who they have that goal? I want to say stay in their mind, if that's their belief, sexually pure until I get married, and they slip up and they mess up. And now you're dealing with the shame and the guilt that comes with that. And you've disconnected yourself from your sexual being. None of us are perfect. None of us have been taught perfectly. There's always room for improvement. There's always room to learn new perceptions. But it takes us choosing to find a better way and to not settle. I know women who have gone 30 plus years in a marriage and have disliked sex the whole time. That's not fair to them. They're missing out on a big part of connection in marriage, as well as their husbands are missing out on a big part of bonding and connecting to his wife. There's so many avenues to sex. There's so many ways that men and women work differently in intimacy. You've heard me talk about we speak two different languages. Well, that includes with sex. We speak two different languages. Here's just a small example. Men feel loved after they're intimate. Women need to feel loved before they're intimate, right? Those are two opposites. And so you have to understand these things about each other so you aren't always conflicting. And for so long, I think so many women believe they're broken. There's something wrong with them. They don't work right. And where do you turn to? Who do you go to? Who do you talk to about it? Because so often, if we go talk to girlfriends about it, they're in the same boat and they have negative thoughts and feelings towards intimacy as well. That's not going to help you out. Well, I want to provide an avenue that we get to discuss intimacy in a healthy way and to understand the importance of it in a marriage and in a healthy marriage. Obviously, if your marriage is really struggling, it's going to be hard to be intimate with your spouse. So you have to be working on your marriage as a whole. But if you are disconnected from your sexual being, there are actual things you can do to reconnect to that part of you, to become a whole woman. You owe yourself that. If this is you, you owe yourself that. I would highly suggest reading If This Is You, and They Were Not Ashamed by Laura Brotherson. That is an incredible book where she talks about the good girl syndrome. But next week, you're going to have her interview and the following week as well. So you're going to get 3 weeks of talking about the importance of sex and marriage on my podcast. But it is such a vital part of a healthy marriage. It really is. Is it the core? Is it what is going to make or break a marriage? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. But a marriage cannot be at the healthiest level without sexual intimacy connection. And what that looks like for each couple may be different, but it needs to be there. So I'm excited about sharing her podcast with you next week and the following week. I want you to know that I believe in marriage. I believe in us as women making sure we're doing our part. That's the only part we have control over. And I believe that we, as women, are sexual beings and we need to work on connecting to that. And it will be a continuum. It's not like, oh, I'm connected to my sexual being, I'm all done. No, it's a continuum because our bodies change, right? And life happens and we might have moments of disconnection and we're getting older. Things aren't working like they used to and things might be going south compared to where they used to be. And so it's a continuum of you still embracing the sexual being that you are in a healthy way. And it's so important, ladies, that we learn this and we understand it because we need to be able to teach our daughters a healthier way of being and break this mold of don't talk about it. And if it is talked about, it's talked about negatively. Ladies, sex is amazing. Intimacy in marriage is awesome. It is an incredible gift given to us as a married couple from God, as a reprieve from the stresses of the world. I really do believe that. So I'm excited to share with you her interview next week. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, if you've enjoyed this podcast, feel free to like it and leave me a comment if you'd like, as well as share it with your family and friends. My goal is to help individuals find a better way to create and increase their happiness in their life and their marriage. And you can help me by sharing. So thank you so much for your support and for joining me today. I will see you next week with my interview. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening today. If you found that this episode was helpful to you in any way, please share it with your friends and family. And I would love it if you would leave a review. My goal is to try and reach as many individuals as possible to share with them that they do not have to settle, that there is a better way. Just the majority of us were never taught the tools to create the connection and the happiness that we desire in our life and in our relationships. So my goal is to help individuals learn some tools to be able to create their heart's desires. I hope you have a great week. Thank you again for joining me today. We will see you next week.